It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor, to this television neighborhood. I want to show you something right away. These are some pictures of some musical instruments called brass instruments. This first one is called a tuba. It's a tuba. This one is a French horn. This one is a trumpet. And this one is a slide trombone. We're going to visit people today who play each of these different horns. And these people are some men that I know who really have fun with their music. The horn that sounds the lowest of all of these is the tuba. It sounds like this. Boom, boom, boom. Can you make a sound like that? Well, I want you to meet Sam Palafian. He plays the tuba very well, and we'll go right to his place now. But first, I want to take this little recorder with me so that I can make a tape recording of some of the horns, and then we can hear them whenever we want. So let's go meet a person who plays the tuba, Sam Palafian. Come along. This is Sam's apartment here. I hear him playing. I'm anxious for you to meet him. He's a fine person. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Fred.
Like you'd know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Sam Palafian.
Come right in.
Good. I want my friends to hear your tuba.
Oh, a tuba's a great instrument.
It's a big one.
This tuba weighs more than 30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Sure. Pull up a stool here, and I'll play it for you.
Ooh, what low note that is.
Yeah, it really is.
But you play more than just boom, 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 boom.
Right. You can play songs. But when you play songs, you have to really breathe a lot. Now watch, I'll play you a song on the tuba, but it takes a lot of air, a lot.
You feel good when you play like that?
Oh, it's really relaxing. It's like going out and playing real hard on the playground, and then afterwards you're real tired, but it's a really nice kind of tired. Yeah. Just like when you play the tuba. Same feeling.
Wish I knew how to do that.
Well, how would you like to try to do it?
I'd be glad to try.
Well, come on. Good. Sure, sit in the tuba chair.
All right.
And hold on to it good, because I told you it's heavy. There you go. That's good. And then you gotta change this because this is a mouthpiece and each person has their own.
Oh, I see.
So that's mine and I have a spare here and we're gonna let you use this right here like that. You put it in the tuba and then remember that you have to take a big breath to blow it.
Nothing comes out.
Well, that's because when you blow it like that, it's okay, you know, that fills the tube up, but in order to get sound, you blow through buzzing lips. That's right. So you take a big breath and buzz your lips like that.
Oh, that makes your lips tickle. Yeah, you know that? But this is such a big instrument. I don't see how a child could play that.
No, when you're a child, you play a real small tuba. And then when you get to be 12 or 13, you can fill up a whole tuba with air.
Oh,
then
who's
you
that?
Can start. Oh, that must be Dave. We have a rehearsal today. Come on in.
This is really
heavy. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Dave. I've been playing the tuba. It's fun. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
This is Dave Ohanian, and this is his French horn.
This is a French horn. Let me play a few notes for you so you see what it sounds like.
Please.
It has a very mellow sound.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We should get going to rehearsal, Dave. Yeah.
Well, before you go, would you play something together? I'd like to hear both the French horn and the tuba together.
You know, that song that I played for you on the tuba is part of a piece that we all do together. And we could play you that right now.
Oh, good.
You want to hear that? That's the handle piece we were working on.
Listen for the tuba and the French horn together. Listen carefully, you can hear your part and your part separately, and yet you're playing together.
Well, we better get going to Rolf's house because I think Rolf and Charlie are already rehearsing over there.
Okay. Let's go. I'd like to hear that too.
Ugh. This thing's heavy.
Come along. Should I just open the door?
That's right.
See you, Rolf.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Good.
Like you know my television neighbor?
Hi.
Rolf?
Hi.
Charles?
Hi.
I liked what I heard as I was coming in. What was that you were
that
playing?
That was a fanfare written 400 years ago. Would you like to hear it again?
The whole thing, yeah.
All right.
Please. Mm. Stand up straight and expect King Friday and Queen Sarah to walk in. I was playing Sam's tuba over at his place, and that seems to have a great big mouthpiece to it compared to the one you have.
Oh, yeah, this is a lot smaller. Uh-huh. It really keeps your lips in there real tight, and it makes them vibrate a lot faster than they do on the tuba, so you can hit the high notes that you have to play on the trumpet.
Yeah, well, my lips were really tickling.
Yeah,
and moving all around. That's right. Now, you all play with the other three to form the quintet. Mm-hmm. You also play in orchestras.
Oh, yeah. This is an orchestra trumpet, or a band trumpet, and it sounds like this. And I also play with the quintet this little teeny trumpet called the piccolo trumpet. And it's half the size, and it sounds much, much higher. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's very high. Yeah. Is that the highest one of the...
That's the piccolo trumpet, the highest one.
That's one.
You can
Bart.
Hi. What are you going to be doing
now? We've been rehearsing a piece by George Frideric Handel, and this is a dance from his water music.
I'd like to hear that. When you play that?
Always, yes.
Why is it called water music?
Well, because 300 years ago when this piece was written, the King of England wanted to give a musical present to his subjects, the people in his kingdom. So he had this piece written by his court composer, and it was performed on a large boat traveling down the river so that the people on both sides could hear it. And so it was called the water music.
I like that idea. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Fred.
Like you know my television neighbor.
Hi there.
This is Scott, and he plays the slide trombone. Would you play something? Show them how
sure.
that you...
Sure. I'll play that song doing. Again.
All right. How long have you been playing that trombone?
15 years, I think.
You started when you were in the fourth grade.
That's right.
Why did you want to learn an instrument?
Well, my whole family plays instruments. My sister played in the band, and as soon as I was old enough, I joined the band, too.
So now you've joined the Empire Brass Quintet. I want to hear you play with them.
Come on, Scott. Let's play a tune.
Okay.
Brother Orrin.
Thank you.
Now you're going to see all five of the quintet playing.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, good. Feel when you play together?
Oh, we love making music together. You know, being a musician and earning a living being a musician is really a wonderful experience. And even though we've been together 14 years now and we travel together year in and year out, we still enjoy rehearsing, playing concerts, and practicing together.
Does it help to be friends?
Oh, yeah, sure does.
I think so. What are you working on now that's special?
We've been playing a piece by the Italian composer Tommaso Albinoni, and this is going to be a fugue. And if you listen very carefully, you'll be able to hear each entrance. First the trumpet, then another trumpet, and then the rest of the group comes in, and you'll be able to hear each voice,
singing
the same song.
May I record it?
Sure.
Oh, you have to change your trumpet again.
Yeah, this is a little smaller one.
I see.
This is a piccolo trumpet.
Oh, here we go.
Favorite pieces. We've been playing that for a long, long time. It was written about 300 years ago, And you know what we'd like to play for you now, if we can, is a piece that was written just recently for the Empire Brass by a friend of ours, David Chesky, in New York. And it's called Central Park Morning from his Manhattan Suite. And I'm going to use a new instrument. It's called the flugelhorn.
Like
you ever seen
see
one?
That. Yeah.
It's much, much bigger than the regular trumpet. It's substantially larger. See how big the bell is?
Yes.
It's got a very dark sound.
What's that sound like?
Well, we'll play David Chesky's Central Park Morning.
Good. Listening to that really makes you want to be part of the morning. That's a beautiful piece, isn't it?
Thank you.
Wish I could stay here and listen to you all play all day.
Yeah, we wish we could.
Thank you for that. I've got to leave, though.
Well, we have some music for you to march home with.
Good. What's that? I'd like to hear it.
Here it is.
If you play it once more, I will go there. And
right.
Thank you all for today.
Thank you.
It's
thank
great
you.
To be with you.
Nice to see you, Fred.
Thank you.
Wait a
minute. Why is it that you go,
before why you start?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to start together. Somebody's got to give a cue.
Oh, so you
watch what happens if we don't. Now, watch when I grunt.
I really enjoyed that. Did you? Let's listen to see if we have anything on the tape here. I like listening to that. What's fun is to listen so carefully that you can hear each one of the instruments playing. Yet they're all playing together so that it makes one song. Do you know anyone who's learning to play a horn? Well, if you do, maybe they're trying to be a part of a band or an orchestra. Of course, not everybody can have a fancy musical instrument of their own because they're very expensive. But let's have some make-believe now. Better feed the fish first. Here you are, fish. There. I think maybe I'll just use the model of the castle and the trolley. Here's a balloon right on the castle. Maybe we'll just use a balloon, too. Let's pretend that the people in make-believe are decorating the castle for the upcoming festival. King Friday said that they can do anything with bass violins that they want so long as they don't hurt anything or anybody. I think it would be fun to meet the king's own trumpeters, don't you? You know, the people who play his fanfare every time he arrives? All right. Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Oh, Charlie, could you stop a minute?
You know, it'll soon be time for the festival. You don't play a bass violin, do you? I didn't think so.
What do you think you could do for the bass violin festival, Charlie? Carry one on your roof, of course.
Great idea. Thanks, Charlie. And you'll bring your own.
Great. Well, that's almost everyone taken care of.
You know, I'm glad you talked to King Friday. And he said that we could all do what we wanted to do with the bass violin theme.
Oh, here he comes now.
Nice Eberlin and Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Where are my fanfare players?
Where they usually are, I guess.
Kindly ask them to come here.
Yes, sire.
Yes. There's so many things to think about.
Your fanfare people?
Yes, I just remembered that they play horns.
Oh, they certainly do, and they play them very well indeed.
Yes, but horns are not bass violins.
Oh, that's right. What are we going to do about that for the bass violin festival?
We shall ask them first.
Uncle Friday, you're so diplomatic.
I learned that in the Kingly School. Oh, here they come now. Very good. Yes. Fanfare artists, I presume.
Correct.
As usual.
You may play one fanfare for the assembled party. Very good. Now, the next time we meet will be the bass violin festival. Are you prepared?
We are prepared.
Very good. You may show us. Pleased your king.
We are glad.
And you have fulfilled requirements for participation in our bass violin festival.
Thank you,
sire.
You may leave. Before you go, perhaps Lady Eberlin or Handyman Negri has something to add.
I'd just like to say that I really like your hats and your fanfares.
Thank you,
lady.
You're welcome.
And I do too.
Thank you,
Handyman.
There is one thing I'm curious about.
What is that?
Do you ever say anything together?
We
play together.
We
speak separately.
I see.
You see.
Well.
Fanfare thee well. And said different words.
Yes. Oh, let's try it for fun.
All right.
No, okay.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, well, I guess the next time we'll be together will be for the bass violin festival.
Yes, I must go practice my overture.
And we have to finish our decorations. Well,
happiness to you and your life ahead.
Thank
you,
Uncle
Friday.
That was fun. I'll put the model away. And do something that I've been thinking about for the last couple minutes. Get some paper, cellophane tape, and a tube. With this paper, I'd like to try to make a kind of a hat. I think if you just go like this, and put some cellophane tape on here, we can have a kind of a hat like those trumpeters we're wearing. And with this tube, we could just sing into it like this. You know, and with those kinds of things, you could even have a parade. I remember when I was a little boy, I used to love to have parades in the house. I'd try to get everybody to march with me. But if there was no one there to march, I would just pretend that there were a lot of people in it anyway. Well, you know, you could make your own festival, your own good time festival. And we'll pretend about that festival the next time that we're together here. Put my things away. See you next time, fish. You know, it gives me a good feeling to know that we can visit, you and I, through television, and have a really good time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Maybe you'll tell the people that you love about the tuba. Remember the French horn? The trumpet? And the slide trombone? And about the people who played them and had such a good time playing them. You always make it a special day by just your being you. Only one person like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.